I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois Department of Public Health reports 4,000 new cases of COVID-19, including 46 additional deaths. The preliminary 7-day statewide positivity rate is 6.4%. More than 2,700 people in Illinois are reported to be in a hospital with the disease. The high school basketball season is only a few weeks away, but the state of Illinois put that sport and others on hold due to the surging pandemic. Sean Crawford has more.
New health guidance places basketball as well as hockey and wrestling in a high-risk category due to being played indoors and participants breathing heavily and in close contact with each other. The Illinois Department of Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike says she understands some will be upset.
But based on what we know now, there is not a surefire safe way to safely engage in some of these sports.
Unlike football, which has been tentatively shifted from the fall to next spring, no plan has been announced for when or if the winter sports will be able to take place. The Illinois High School Association, which oversees high school sports, says it was surprised by the decision. I'm Sean Crawford.
Sports like cheerleading and dance, swimming and diving, bowling and gymnastics will be allowed this winter. Meanwhile, most states have reported increases in opioid-related deaths during the pandemic. The American Medical Association also notes alcohol consumption is up, and that concerns Dr. Paul Early, president of the American Society of Addiction Medicine. He says greater alcohol use means more people are likely to develop addiction.
One of the big drivers is despair, loneliness, isolation, and losing the connection with important loved ones and friends. And that's exactly what COVID has done.
Early says pandemic-related stress can also make people in recovery from addiction vulnerable to relapse. Illinois transportation officials are reminding drivers of the need to stay safe on the roads this Halloween weekend. Motor vehicle crash fatality rates are higher than they were this time last year in Illinois. 864 people lost their lives in vehicle crashes this year, according to provisional IDOT data. That's 48 deaths higher compared to the same time last year. A DUI enforcement period will extend from Halloween weekend through the early morning hours of Monday, November 2nd. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Locally in southern Illinois, more than 100 new cases of COVID-19 were reported yesterday afternoon. In the WSIU listening area, there have been more than 16,000 COVID cases and 336 deaths. More information always on our website at WSIUnews.org. The Illinois Department of Public Health is reporting 4,000 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. That brings the total number of cases to nearly 383,000 in Illinois, with more than 9,500 lives lost so far. Over half of the state's regions are under stricter mitigations, including no indoor dining because of rising test positivity rates. Governor J.B. Pritzker was asked if he would consider allowing restaurants in these areas to remain open inside as the weather gets colder.
Right now, the studies really don't show that, you know, gathering inside in large numbers in restaurants and bars can be done as safely as other kinds of service. That doesn't mean that we aren't going to try to help our bars and restaurants to get on their feet.
The governor says the state has grant programs available to struggling businesses and says the best thing everyone can do is mask up and take other safety precautions so numbers come down and the extra rules can then be lifted. New research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association reveals nationwide alcohol consumption increased among all adults over 30 years old compared to this time last year. The study concludes excessive alcohol use may lead to or worsen existing mental health problems such as anxiety or depression, which may themselves be increasing during COVID-19.